Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray together. Lord, we're so thankful for your forgiveness. We were in such dire need of it. And for all of us who have come to Jesus Christ, trusting and following Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, you have forgiven us and you have forgiven us forever. So Lord, encourage our souls tonight with that knowledge. Speak to us through your word. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, I want to invite you to open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10 is one of the most majestic chapters in the New Testament as it talks about the reality of Christ's sacrifice being once and for all. In other words, in the Old Testament system, every year the priest had to come back and make a sacrifice. Every Yom Kippur, they had to have the two goats. They had to confess sin over both goats. They had to slaughter one goat for payment for the sin. They had to confess sin over the other one and run it out of town to take away the shame of the sin. But that just had to happen every single year. And not only was the sacrificial system a yearly system, and it was regular, because every time you sinned, you had to atone for it. You had to make up for it. Well, the Bible tells us in Hebrews that Christ is better than the Old Testament sacrificial system. And so I want you to look with me at Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 through 14, and this is the theme that I want to give you this evening. Jesus died once for all. Jesus died once for all. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 11. And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. So as we look at this text, I want us to see a couple of things. Number one, if you go back to the Old Testament system, every time you sin, an offering is due. Every time you break one of God's commands, you have to go and make a sacrifice. The Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sins. So in the Old Testament system, every time you sinned, you had to shed blood. You had to shed the blood of an animal. Going to church was a totally different experience, because when you would approach the temple, you would bring with you livestock that the priest would then sacrifice unto God to make atonement for your sin. But the Bible tells us that Jesus is our perfect sacrifice, that he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, that when Jesus came and the sin was heaped upon him, remember, he never did anything wrong. He never sinned one time, but our sin was heaped upon him. And he was crucified on an old rugged cross to pay in full the price for our sin, to be our perfect sacrifice, that he just had to do that one time. He doesn't have to be crucified over and over because you and I continue to struggle with sin. No, his death on the cross was enough to pay for the sin of the world and to cover it for all time. So that's what the Bible is telling us. We don't go back and have Jesus re-crucified because we messed up. His cross was enough to cover the sin of any who would come to him in repentance and faith. But then notice what this last verse says, verse 14. This is unbelievable. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. If you're in a different translation, it may say that by a single offering, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. How does that work? Well, it's two aspects of salvation. The Bible says that when we come to Jesus Christ and we make him our personal Lord and Savior, that there is a legal declaration that is made. We are declared righteous because of the cross of Jesus Christ. It's as if God looks at us and takes the gavel and hits the bench and says, "You are now righteous. I give to you the righteousness of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For our sake, God made him who knew no sin," that's Jesus, "to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." So there was a holy exchange that happened at the cross. Jesus, who was without any of his own sin, took all of our sin upon himself. And the wages of sin is death. So he died for us. But there Jesus, who was also perfectly righteous in and of himself, because he paid the price for our sin and because he died the death our sin deserved, was able to give us his righteousness. The big fancy theological term is that his righteousness was imputed to us. So that when we get saved, when we say, "Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my sin," there is a legal declaration that happens. We are justified before God. So that if I were to die in this moment and stand before God, and he would say, "Why should I let you into my heaven?" I have one answer: Jesus Christ. Jesus died for me, Jesus rose from the grave, and all of my hope and trust is placed solely in him. But something else also happens when we get saved. We begin a journey. That's what the Bible is talking about here in Hebrews 11:14. "For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified." We are being made holy by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. God is transforming us throughout the rest of our lives to make us more like Jesus. So a couple of things happen at salvation. We are declared to be righteous because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, and we begin a journey of becoming more like Jesus in our lives. In other words, God makes us what he's already declared us to be. Isn't that amazing? And here's the good news. Even though you've sinned today, even as a follower of Jesus Christ, though you have sinned today, his death on the cross is still enough. That's what the songwriters were trying to convey in Forgiven Forever. Forgiven Forever was written by Glenn Packiam, Carl Carty, and Mark Harris. And I want to remind you again of these incredible lyrics that we just heard. "Once we were lost and so far away, wandering in darkness, covered in shame, without you, without you. Now we've been found by a love that is stronger. No longer blind, we can see all along, it was you, it was you. Worthy is the Lamb, seated in heaven, beautiful the blood. We are forgiven forever. Forgiven forever. Victory is won. Jesus is risen. Love has overcome. We are forgiven forever. Forgiven forever. Before we had fallen, redemption was planned. You were our hope long before time began. It was you. It was you. And after creation is made new again, we'll join together with one voice, we'll say, it is you, Jesus, it's you. No death, no life, no present, no future, no angel, no demon, no power, no creature can take me away from the love that's in Jesus Christ. So worthy is the Lamb seated in heaven, beautiful the blood. We are forgiven forever. Forgiven forever. Victory is won. Jesus is risen. Love has overcome. We are forgiven forever. Forgiven forever. I want to tell you tonight that if you have received Jesus Christ, every word of this song is true about you. The victory won at the cross and through Jesus' resurrection from the dead is a victory that will assure your eternal victory in Christ. He has paid in full the debt of sin that you owed, and he has paid it all. And so you can rest in his forgiveness and know that even though we all stumble in many ways, he is doing a great work in us, a work of making us more like Jesus, of getting us ready for heaven, of making us a bigger blessing to the earth. As he fills us with his love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So as we trust and follow Jesus, let's live that out. And if you've yet to trust and follow Jesus, come to Him now. His arms are open to receive you. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we thank You that in Jesus Christ we are forgiven forever. And I pray that if anyone in this service, wherever they are in this moment, has yet to say to You, Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my sin, I trust and follow You, that right now would be the moment they would say it. Lord, we're so thankful that You came to rescue us and that You've come to forgive us. And that in Jesus Christ, that forgiveness is not temporary, but it is forever. And so, Lord, let us dwell in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Worthy is the Lamb seated in heaven. Beautiful the blood, we are forgiven forever. Forgiven forever. Victory is won, Jesus is risen. Love is overcome, we are forgiven forever. Forgiven forever.